Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Israel, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. I would like for you to send me a shout-out. Let me know if you can hear me, because last week we had some technical difficulties, but we still had the show. Show went on. However, it wasn't recorded. So send me a shout-out. Let me know whether or not you can hear me. Like always, we'll start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank thee for allowing us to come to yet another Sabbath day, another opportunity to dwell with you, to sup with you, and to hear the words in which you have for us. We thank thee for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank thee for the comfort that you gave us throughout the course of the week. We thank thee for the lessons and the blessings. We thank thee for your love and your kindness and your tender mercies. But ultimately, we thank thee for thy son, Yahushua, for it's through his spilled blood and his sacrifice that we are given an opportunity to meet with you, O Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Shalom once again, family, friends, Israel. This session of Can It Be That Simple is a session that we've had before, and it's about rejoicing. You know, the past couple of sessions we've had, we've been talking about, you know, Israel and how they disobedient and how different things are happening to Israel. But one thing we have to come to understand is that these things are happening for a reason. Happening because of their disobedience, happening because of the lack of hearing the Father's word through his prophets, through his teachers. However, he also wants us to rejoice. He wants us to rejoice. He wants us to not get caught up in the things of this world system. And he has prepared us for these things. But the only thing we have to do, we have to pay attention to what's being taught to us. Like last week, we were saying, it was said to, you know, we asked them to open our mind so that we can see, so that we can hear again. And so this week, you know, we're talking about rejoicing again. But the title of this one is Israel, Enjoy the Rain in Its Season. And the Father brought this one to my mind because, you know, we as believers, we're farmers, we're shepherds with this word. And when we deal with rain, you know, rain comes down and it waters the earth. And it prepares the earth to receive seed. And it also assists the farmers to till the ground. And the ground doesn't be as hard. So as we receive the spirit of Yah's word through his son Yahushua, through him, the men in whom he has chosen to speak his truth, he is raining down his word on us. And he is softening our minds so that we can receive his word. There's an adage that says, one waters, one plants, and the Father gives the increase. Let us take advantage of the water that's being given to us in its season so that we can receive that wondrous word and so that we can stand firm and plant it so that we can produce the fruit that gives life to those who need life, so that we can give light to those who need light. We're going to start off in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Said we're going to talk about rejoicing. So throughout the course of the scriptures that the Father has led me to put on paper, we're going to you know, have the term rejoice and joy and merry and different terms. But it comes with a cost. It comes with a cost. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, and it reads, "Blessed be Yah and Father of Yahushua, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Yahushua, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and without blemish before him in love." So we have to understand that those are those who are in the earshot of my voice. You have been chosen by the Most High at the foundation to receive the wonders of his word. You have been chosen to receive that. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. And it reads, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers." Understand this, brothers and sisters, who are in the earshot of my word, my words. He has chosen us for a purpose. To show Yahushua on this earth in this day and time. We're going to go to Luke chapter 14. We're going to read verses 25 to 33. And one of the things we have to understand that when we pick up this plow, we have to count the cost. We have to count the cost. This is what the scriptures say. "Now great multitudes were going with him. He turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not disregard his own father, mother, wife, children, brothers, own life, also, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own burden and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you desire to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? Or perhaps when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, everyone who sees begins to mock him, saying, this man began to build and wasn't able to finish. For what king, as he goes to encounter another king in war, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends an envoy and asks for conditions of peace. So therefore, whoever of you does not renounce all that he has, be my disciple." We have to understand that with following Yahushua, it comes a price. It comes a task. And we have to decide whether or not we want it or not. Even though we have been chosen, he still gives us the choice to follow him or not. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 27. And it reads, "Prepare your works outside and get your field ready. Afterwards, build your house." Father took me here because when you're building a house, you can't just go build the house in the middle of the forest or in the middle of a field. You have to prepare that field to receive the house. And that's the same thing with us and walking with the Most High, walking with Yahushua. We have to prepare our minds for what is in store for us. And seeing he has given his word to us, our forefathers and the prophets of old, they have laid the foundation for us so that we have no excuse for why we're building on shaky ground. There's no reason for us to build on shaky ground. And if we are building our houses on shaky ground, and that's because we're choosing to build it on shaky ground. Because the scripture said, build on him, that solid rock, that chief cornerstone. And if we're building on something outside of Yahushua, then our house is not going to be solid. Our house will not be fortified. From here, we're going to go to Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, and it reads, behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will in any way hurt you. Nonetheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. So, understanding this, we have been chosen from the foundation. We have been given authority by Yahushua to do a great work. But he say, don't get caught up in the things that you can do down here, but rejoice that your name is being written in the heavens. See, because that's the end goal. The end goal is to see the Father. But in the process, there's a work that we must do while we're here on earth. And so when we receive in that spirit and we receive in that word, we got to take it in. When it's coming to us, we have to take it in. We have to absorb it. And we have to get the nourishment from it. Psalm 91, 13 and 14. And this is dealing with that authority that we have been given. And it reads, you will tread on the lion and cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpents underfoot, because he has sent his love on me. He has set his love on me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. See, we know his name. But with his name comes an authority, comes a power. And when we understand that power that Yahushua's name gives us, we understand that we cannot forsake that name, because now that name is ingrained in us, because he has chosen us for a purpose. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. And it reads, be sober and self-controlled. Be watchful, surround like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Withstand him steadfast in your faith, knowing that your brothers who are in the world are undergoing the same suffering. See, brothers and sisters, we have a mutual enemy, and that mutual enemy is Satan, is that lion, is that serpent, those scorpions. The adversary, he comes in various ways, but we have the power and the authority over him. But we have to have faith that we have that. James chapter 4, verse 7. And it reads, it says, be subject thereto Yahushua, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Understanding that because Yahushua dwells in us, the devil will flee from us. He will flee from us. But we have to have that faith in Yahushua. We have to have him in us. You know, when we take that Passover and he said, eat of me, eat this bread, for this is my body. Drink this wine because this is my blood. When we take that Passover, when we take these things that symbolize Yahushua in, that means we're taking him in us, and we're going to emulate and allow that light of him to shine forth. And that's if we have faith in what we're doing. See, if we have faith in what we're doing, the light that dwells within us will shine forth. And we won't have to worry about different things, the things that plague our mind. Because our mind is not here. Our mind is dwelling with Yahushua and doing those things that are pleasing to the Father. He tells us to obey and the authority that's in this world system. But as long as it's not going contrary to the Torah, if it goes contrary to the Torah, the teachings of the prophets, the teaching of the word, then we stand on the word, and he will give us the protection that we need to overcome. Because that's what he said in his word. I will be what I will be. I will be what you need me to be so that you can maintain faith in me. I am not a man that I should lie. That's what Yahweh said to us. And he holds true to his covenant, unlike man does. From here, we're going to go to Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And it reads, the great dragon was thrown down, the old serpent, he who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. That mutual enemy, family, we have to understand, we have to recognize Satan, his minions, and his work. Because what he is doing is trying to deceive us so that we will not do what the Father wants us to do. And that is have faith in his son, Yahushua. Because if we don't have faith in his son, Yahushua, then we won't be about his business. We will not share the light of Yahushua with those that are in darkness. Why? Because we are starting to snuff out our own light. Family, we have to maintain that faith. We have to understand the wisdom
that the Father is passing down to us through Yahushua. He said, I'm going to send it back. I'm going to give you this knowledge, and I'm going to send that Holy Spirit back to give you understanding. We tend to talk about that we're in the last days, and those last days always point to that sixth day. And we know in that sixth day of creation that man was created. But we also know that that sixth day also leads to the Sabbath. And we also know in that sixth day a double portion was given out. So we have to understand that a double portion of his spirit is being given out to us, family. We have to get away from those elementary teachings. If you don't understand, ask. And someone will give you the clarity that you need. But we cannot continue to dwell on elementary teachings in regards to the word of the Most High. See, that's what's going to cause many to fall short. Because if you're constantly eating, taking of the milk of the word, you're not growing. You're not being nourished. You're not being nourished. And the Father wants you to be fully nourished. Yahushua wants you to be fully nourished so that you can continue to help with the mission. And that is sharing his light with those that are in darkness. And he also wants you to come out of her. As he said in his word, come out of her, my people. Come out of her. Come out of her. From here, we're going to go to Psalms chapter 1. I'm going to read 1 through 6, which is the whole psalm. And it reads, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the ways of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in Yahweh's law. On his law he meditates day and night. He will be planted like a tree. He will be like a tree planted by the streams of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also does not, whose leaf also does not wither. Whatever he does shall prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff, which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Yahweh knows the way of righteousness, but the way of the wicked perish. You can also find, you know, this is also a reference to in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to 12, which is the Beatitude. So from here, we're going to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 15 and 16. And it reads, Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers, by his messenger, rising up early and sending, because he has compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mock the messengers of Yahweh and despise his words and scoff at his prophets, and to the wrath of Yahweh arose against his people, until there was no remedy. Another term, you know, when you look this word up, remedy in the Hebrew is healing. So the Father, he shows us mercy because he doesn't want us to stay in the state in which we're in. So that's why he sends his messengers, his teachers, to help the people to get right. Verse 3 to 5. The next few scriptures, I'm going to deal with, you know, that mercy or that healing. See, because we can acquire that healing. And we acquire that healing through our faith in his word. And that faith in his son and what his son has done. Romans chapter 5, 3 to 5. And it reads, not only this, but we also rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering works perseverance, and perseverance proving character, and proving character hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because Yahushua's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And when I read this scripture, one of the things that came to my mind is the Holy Spirit has a personage, as if he's given something to us. He's given a person to us. He's given a character to us to help us get through the suffering. See, because in order to make it into the kingdom, we have to go through a level of suffering. Just like Yahushua went through a level of suffering and offered himself up for our sake. And we have to do the same exact thing. We have to give ourselves up for his sake. See, the things that we're doing, we're not doing them because we're trying to get some kind of kudos for it. Because that makes us no different than the Pharisees and the Sadducees. If we want the kudos from man. No, that's not where it comes from. We do these things because we love Yahushua and we love the Father. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. And it reads, count it all joy, my brothers, when you fall into various temptations, knowing that the test of your faith produces endurance. Let endurance have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking in nothing. We have to understand that the trials and tribulations that we go through is to prove our faith, because there's going to come a time when that's all we have. Is our faith in Yahushua and our faith in the end game. That is the kingdom. That is what we have faith in, that we are going to do what is necessary to make it into the kingdom. Because he already says, or we've already read and learned that when you stand for the law, when you stand for the word of Yah, that the world system is going to persecute you. They're going to kill you. But we're supposed to count it all joy. We're supposed to rejoice in our suffering. But at the same time, he tells us that he's going to bring us peace. He's going to bring us comfort. He's going to bring us happiness. Happiness that we have been chosen, happiness that we know Yahushua. Rejoice that we have been chosen. Rejoice that our eyes have been opened. Rejoice that he takes the time to water us and allow our minds to receive the wonders of his word. It is an honor to be a servant of the Most High. And sometimes that's how we got to look at it. We have to look at it as an honor to serve Yah. It is an honor to walk in the footsteps of Yahushua. It's an honor. And if we looked at it as something that was great and honorable, then maybe our minds will change and be more like him and be more like the prophets of old. Luke chapter 6, verse 23. And it reads, "Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For their fathers did the same thing to the prophets." Understanding what is being told to us. Our forefathers stood for the word, who were servants of the word, who had an encounter with Yahushua, went through the same exact thing that we're going through today. Acts chapter 5, 41 and 42. And it reads, "They therefore departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for Yahushua's name." See, if you read a little further up, these were some apostles, and the council snatched them up. Why? Because they was teaching in Yahushua's name. And see, when they was teaching in Yahushua's name, they were being judged. And one of the Pharisees stood up. I think it was Gamaliel. And he was talking to the council. And he was explaining to them in regards to these apostles. And so what they did was they beat them. And then they sent them off and told them not to teach in Yahushua's name anymore. So let me read 42. And it says, "Every day in the temple and at home, they never stopped teaching and preaching Yahushua." That's what we have to do. We got to continue to teach and teach and teach and bring people to the understanding of Yahushua. But we have to have that faith and understand that it comes a cost. There's a cost that comes with it. And we have to understand that the Father will protect us. See, when we read in the scriptures at times when, you know, Yahushua had a time frame in which he was going to give up the ghost or give up his life. And there was times where the Pharisees and the Sadducees wanted to stone him. And they went to pick up stones, and when they went to look, he was gone. He was gone. So, and understanding that may happen for us. We're doing the work of the Messiah. Doing the work, and he allows us to dip out, protecting us from harm, hearing our prayers. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. And it reads, "Trials which has come upon you to test you, as though a strange thing happening to you. But because you are partakers of Yahushua's suffering, rejoice that at the revelation of his glory, you also may rejoice with exceedingly joy." You understand what he said? Us going through these trials and tribulations, we can't be looking at this as something strange. We read these things in the scriptures. We should understand and welcome these things. Why? Because we're going through the same thing that Yahushua went through. We're going through our suffering. We're going through our suffering to build our mind up, to build our faith up. as they say, mind over matter. The more trials and tribulations we go through, the more learning we learn. Trial and error, as they say in the work world, you know. Parenting, you know, that's trial and error. You can't go to the library and buy a book on parenting. Can't buy a book on parenting one child, two children, three children, four children. You can't even buy a book on parenting twins. Trial and error. But we see in the scriptures that we can overcome these trials by our faith and rejoicing in the end game. We all imagine paradise being in that eighth day. And those who have been here for a minute always know that I'm always talking about traveling on a raindrop as it falls from the heavens and come down to the earth. So we all have our imagination running wild when it comes to the kingdom. So that's one of the things that you hold true to, and stop thinking that your trials and tribulations that you're going through is strange, because it's not. Rejoice in these things. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8 and 9. And it reads, "He has swallowed up death forever. Yahweh Elohim will wipe away tears from off all faces. He will take the reproach of his people away." I'm going to read that again. "He will take the reproach of his people away from off of all the earth. For Yahweh has spoken it. It shall be said in that day, behold, this is our mighty one. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is Yahushua. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation." There's a song we sing in service at times. How long must we wait? We wait until the time comes for him to return. We have faith. We persevere. For we know we have been saved. And because we know we have been saved, we can rejoice because we have been salvaged from this wicked world. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10, it reads, "I will greatly rejoice in Yahweh. My soul shall be joyful in my mighty one. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels." You understand, family? That's what we're clothed in. We're clothed in salvation. We're clothed in righteousness. From here, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 35, verse 10. And it reads, "Yahweh's ransomed one will return and come with singing to Zion, and everlasting joy will be on their heads." they will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. You understand what we're being told here? Yahushua comes back for us as believers who've been waiting for him to come back. Gladness and joy going to fill our heads, going to fill our heart. Because we know there's no more sorrow and no more sighing. It's gone now. We've done it. Psalms 107, verse 2. And it reads, "Let the redeemed by Yahweh say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary." You understand? Yahushua is going to redeem us from the adversary. He redeemed us because of what he has done. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 3. It reads, "You have multiplied the nation. You have increased their joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy in harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoils." From here, we're going to go to John chapter 10, verse 16 and 17, and it reads, we have to be mindful that Yahushua is talking, and it reads, "I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice. They will become one flock with one shepherd. Therefore, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again." The Father took me here because we have to understand that Yahushua came for the world. And we have to also understand when we go backwards and deal with the different suns that populated the world, they all knew about Yahweh. They all knew about Yahushua. They all knew about salvation coming into the world. And these things were being passed down from generation to generation to generation to generation to generation up to our point. The knowledge of the Savior has always been taught. But it was Israel who was going to bring them or bring that knowledge of Yah to the world. But because of their disobedience and not understanding who their father was or who their mighty one was, they got caught up in the mighty ones of the nations. From here, we're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. And it reads, "Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry. I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small." And this is talking about the restoration of Israel. We're not going to be few anymore. Why? Because we have that mixed multitude. We have all these different nations that are actually a part of Israel who don't know they are part of Israel. And as an Israelite, we have to bring them to the understanding of who they are. And see, and that's where bringing that spirit out now, that double spirit, that double portion. Letting his servants know in this day and time, hey, look, you got to go get your brother. You got to go get your cousin. You got to go get the family and bring them back together. You have to get them. You have to bring that knowledge to them so that they can too, they can also have that choice to make. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 10 to 12. And it reads, sing and rejoice, daughters of Zion. For behold, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of you, says Yahweh. Many nations shall join themselves to Yahweh in that day and shall be my people. And I will dwell in the midst of you. And you shall know that Yahweh of armies has sent me to you. Yahweh will inherit Judah, Yehuda, as his portion in the Holy Land and will again choose Jerusalem. You understand this, family? The more we understand, the more we can assist the other nations to coming to Israel or coming to the origin of their father. So, family, we have to understand. We have to understand what we're doing first before we can even help someone else out. But we have to understand the end game. And that's the making into that kingdom. And Yahushua came to save everyone, to give everyone an opportunity to know who he is so that he can heal them through us. For he has given us the power to do so. And that's if we have faith in him and in his word and in the Father. And family, coming to the last scripture of the evening, and it reads, this is James chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. And it reads, be patient, therefore, brothers, and to the coming of Yahushua. Behold, the farmer waits for his precious fruit of the earth, being patient over it until it receives the early and late rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts for the coming of Yahushua, for the coming of Yahushua is at hand. Shalom, Israel. Family and listening audience, I hope these scriptures that the Father allowed me to read before you open your mind to rejoice in him. Rejoice in your experiences with him, your lessons and your blessings, because your lessons and blessings can help another person and bring them closer to him also. To his son Yahushua. Because the Father is not sending through Yahushua to us for no reason. He's not opening our eyes to the wonders of his word for nothing. We have to utilize his word for its purpose. And that's to enlighten humanity to who Yahushua is and what Yahushua has done for them. See, because we've already come to an understanding of what Yahushua has done for us. And I say us as me as an individual. And I say us as you as an individual. So you have to bring others so that they can be caught up us. See, us as a unit, a people is a unit, a family is a unit, a nation is a unit. One. So, sorry about the sigh, family, but it's just sometimes it's overwhelming when you sit back and you look at the task at hand, but, you know, we can accomplish it. We can accomplish it. Just doing our part. No more, no less. Just doing our part. Functioning in your part to assist the whole. Shalom, Israel. May we conclude with a prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We come in the name of thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King. We ask of thee to help us to stand on your word in our conscious mind as well as our unconscious mind. Helping us to be more like thy Son, the one in whom you were well pleased, Yahushua. May he continue to send his Spirit, his Holy Spirit to us, and open up the word that dwells within us, so that we too can be a ray of light to those in darkness. Father, we ask thee to accept our prayer. We ask thee to continue to help those in need, help those who need comforting, strengthen those who need strengthening. We ask thee to continue to strengthen us in the fruit of thy Spirit. We ask thee, O Father, continue to encourage us to put on your whole armor. Thee for choosing us to walk in your ways and walk in your truth and to hear Yahushua's voice as he speaks to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with peace. Shalom, Yisrael, family and listening audience. May you all have a peaceful slumber. Shalom.
Some of the places in my life that comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone, though it may cost me some friends. I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. I'm coming up. Come on, help me worship him right now. Coming up.